A study in the June edition of the international journal Remote Sensing showed that parts of eastern Beijing had subsided by as much as 11 centimeters per year. The study was headed by Chen Mi, an associate professor from Capital Normal University. Using technology known as Satellite Radar Interferometry, or INSAR, Chen and his team found that the crowded districts of Chaoyang and Haidian are sinking fastest, subsiding an average of 4 to 8 centimeters yearly. Less populated areas in central and western Beijing sank only 1 centimeter per year. How did this subsidence issue come about? While active faults and the thickness of the soft soil layer may contribute to subsidence, groundwater overexploitation remains the largest issue in Beijing. Why the focus on groundwater? A 2012 survey by Peking University's Beijing Development Institute found that Beijing has under 100 cubic meters of surface water per resident, less than one-tenth of the internationally accepted level. The city relied on groundwater to make up the difference, causing groundwater depth to recede by an average of 1 meter per year between 1999 and 2013. The plummet in groundwater levels has recently slowed, particularly after canals built as part of the South-to-North Water Diversion Project began to channel water from the Yangtze River to Beijing in late 2014. The Beijing Water Authority expects the city's groundwater level to begin rising again in 2025. But this promising news may be too little, too late. Li Guoping, vice director of the Beijing Development Institute, warns that the city's sinking could pose a threat to buildings, underground pipelines, and the subway system.